Big Sloth.
Nope, it's not gonna do it. You know what?
Oh.
What, did you hear it?
I heard the music.
Okay, great. I can't hear it, so let's see what happens.
Okay.
Can you hear that while we play?
Nope. I see it on the screen. I'm watching it.
Great. Yeah. Everybody, welcome to a show. Just give me a hot second.
I don't.
Hi, everybody.
Hey!
welcome to another episode of Tech Problems Live. My name's Marty.
And I'm Jonathan.
And this is the show where everything goes wrong, pretty much. It's kind of the deal.
Can I just tell you, I can't even share this.
What do you mean?
Even let me share. I'm trying to just share.
Just share the video as it's
just
going.
Share this to people so that we have at least two shares, and ain't nothing working.
No, nothing. It's not doing.
This is fine.
Great. Well, you know what? They can't all be winners, and
nope. We're
not always in control. This is We Have to Ask Live show where Jonathan and I see each other. I'm gonna say on average 5 times a year.
You know, I think we did a really good job where we are above that average at this point.
Yeah, we were close to once a month. We're not quite there.
We 2023 was starting to be real good. We did skip March.
Yeah.
But now we're in April and I'm feeling it.
You're feeling the April showers?
Yeah, and they're going to bring sweet flowers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I sure hope so. I'm just thinking about how we have another transition coming up, and I have no way to make sure the audio comes through. So let me not focus on that. Jonathan, okay. How are you?
I'm doing swell. What is something I can talk about? You know what we could talk about?
We can talk about whatever you want, Jonathan.
No, isn't that great?
Yeah.
I can finally share now. Hold on. I'm going to do great. Oh, it just shared. Didn't even let me do a thing. Okay. I had a thought,
mm-hmm.
and now it's gone. Oh, got it. We participated in the Hobo Radio Mabel Memorial Cup of Awesomeness.
Gosh, did we ever. And what a time it was.
Yeah, I forget sometimes that when we're on their show.
Yeah.
That I sometimes am the joke.
Yeah,
and
which is true for almost everyone on that show. So, like, if you are there, Lars and Joel will turn on you at some point.
Yeah, I love them both, and I love that. I love that like banter we have. But I always want to try to impress both of them.
Yeah,
and also to an extent, everyone that's on the show.
Oh, sure.
You know, that goes to Andy and Aaron,
yeah,
Mom, and, you know, like everybody. I did not feel like I did a great job this show, this take.
Mm.
I do think towards the end of it, which hasn't been released yet, but the end of it, I got my second wind and did a better job.
Right.
Which
people may not know, and I don't know if they discuss this, like, the tournaments in the past have been much larger with many, many matchups that take a long time to work through. And we will tend to we'll record multiple rounds, like multiple episodes of the show in one afternoon or evening. And in past years, this has been a grueling process. But even for this year, we did it in one shot. It was like a 4-hour process, I want to say.
Yeah, it did good. And
Yeah, which
I
was fast, but
will,
it was still 4 hours.
still 4 hours. I will say that I never know if I should dig my heels into the villain character that I end
Yes.
up tend to being
Yes.
or not.
Yes.
But I mean, I do still, I'm very ashamed of this, but the fact that during their bit, what was their 500th episode, which was we were on, is the big their big episode, that a dude will it was willing to call in and say
And
like,
trash
what
talk
a
you.
trash talk me
Yeah,
or
specifically.
for their 500th episode, and I regret everything.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know if this will add, if this will be a soothing balm for your soul, or if this will be, a stab in the back. But also remember, like, other people call in. That voicemail box, we don't know what all lands there. Joel decides what goes into the show. So that caller, devastating. That what they said was brutal, and it was unfair. But then Joel decided, with you as a guest on the show, to make that part of the show. And I think, to me, that just says, like, what Joel thinks the show is about.
I can't. Oh, my internet's unstable.
Oh yeah, are you back? You seem
Yeah, I'm
to be
back.
back.
You were gone for a second, but I don't know if that was me or not. All right, let's.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
The stream seems to think that I was fine, so
Okay, so then it was me. I'm messing up
congratulations.
everything. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, check it out. Hobo Radio. Check out
HoboTrashCan.com, wherever podcasts are
hobotrashcan.com.
sold.
And wherever trash cans are available. And check out Marty and I and everybody else. And we talk about humans versus animals.
Yeah.
And then at some point, all semblance of order was lost. And I loved it.
Yeah, it ended up being very fun. We've
Yeah.
definitely gone through some real slogs of a competition on Hobo Radio. It's always been an honor and a privilege to join in. But sometimes they can get real contentious, and
Yeah.
it can get real rules lawyery. I'm guilty as that of that as anyone, I think. But this one was just kind of good fun, and I enjoyed it.
Do me a favor, listeners. When you hear the final episode and you hear me bring up a topic, what of next year's should be, please email Homing Pigeon, any kind of
Yeah, call that
communicator.
voicemail line.
Call that voicemail and let Lars and Joel know. Hey fam, Jonathan had a good idea. But
Nice.
hey, how are you doing?
Me,
Sorry it took.
I'm doing good. It's sunny and warm. It just got over 70 here in New York. So part of me was
Whoa.
like, Jonathan, I would love to do a show. It's been far too long, but also I'm going outside. Instead, I'm gonna go outside
You know,
after this, because you know what? It doesn't take
let's.
that long to do a show.
That's true. You know what? How about we do this? How about you go into the spiel about our wonderful AI,
Great.
and then let's just get into it,
Yeah.
and then we'll get you outside.
All right. Folks, if you haven't watched the show before, Jonathan and I have talked for years about doing a podcast together, and we just couldn't agree on what to do. So, back before it was cool, and honestly, like, if I had had the idea, Jonathan, we've been doing this AI powered thing for years. I never thought, why don't I use the AI to make a better AI? Which is what it seems this company, OpenAI, is doing. Because it's just taken off. And now what we're doing, it almost feels blasé. Like, I don't know what the next step up is. Those Hobo Radio guys joked about it, about building a machine that peers into alternate realities. Sounds really dangerous, but like, I don't know, maybe that's what we should be doing. Anyway, we're gonna peek into the old AI system one more time. It's warm out, Jonathan, and I'm excited to just like go see the world, because of that I haven't been doing that. And So I've prompted this week. I want to hear about what's going on. I want to see new places, people, things, and just want to talk about getting out of the old house, the old comfort zone, the old state of mind. So we're going to tune into that. Everybody enjoy finding out whatever Digital Jonathan and Digital Marty are up to. And before we go, any other parting ideas? I guess just go right to Hobo Radio and tell them Jonathan did a good job.
Yeah, just go do that.
All right. Well, Jonathan, this is it for us. Say hello to the digital ones. And in case the audio cues don't work, which there's a good chance they won't, you want to try this with me? You want to make some awful sounds to approximate our transition?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Tuning in to the AI. That was so real. So I canceled my flight, and I canceled, I had the backup train to go as well. I wasn't able to get the deposit back on the Airbnb, which is unfortunate. They're still going to charge for two nights. But, dodged a real bullet there.
Honestly, a real big bullet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still honestly shocked. Like, that has... Six Flags has always been... They want money, right? Like, I get that. They're a corporation. But I never once thought that they would sell to the Church of Scientology.
You never really know who's a Scientologist.
I guess that is the thing. You know, you really don't. But anyway, that's
enough. They do like one or two like big stars. And then do they even really do that anymore, right? Like,
yeah, you don't really know. And like, it used to be a scandal or something people talked about, but now it's just like, yeah, it's a little bullet in their Wikipedia.
Like, it's Tom Cruise.
Right.
Is Will Smith even a Scientologist anymore?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Is John Travolta still?
I believe he is, yeah.
Okay. So those are the two at the moment.
The two celebs.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was my almost trip. Almost made it, finally. But looks like I'm going to be staying at home for the foreseeable. If I understand right, you've been out in the world.
I've been out in the world. I've been to what some might say your neck of the woods, but I'm not sure you would lay claim to that anymore.
There's a lot of reasons not to.
Yeah.
We're talking about Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
I never lived near there. And Gatlinburg is another, it's a nearby town there. My parents have each individually, after they divorced and remarried, gone on honeymoon trips to that region. But growing up, I've never been to Pigeon Forge. I've never been to Gatlinburg. I've never seen Dollywood. So I've never been to part of Tennessee.
Let me paint a picture for you.
Okay, please, please.
So my trip began in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And we
which
drove
is where
through
you live. That's
where I live. Yeah. Drove through Virginia, which felt like forever.
It's bigger than you think. Yeah,
it was huge.
From Maryland, you're cutting across it as well. It's not a straight shot down. You're coming west.
So we did highlight of Virginia. We stopped at Charles Pepper's gravestone.
Oh,
and that is the doctor of whom the Dr. Pepper was named for.
My goodness.
But he had nothing to do with Dr. Pepper.
Someone named it after him, but it was not his choice.
He had nothing to do with it. But anyway, when we got there, there were two cans of Dr. Pepper that were definitely like sun baked away, and we left a bottle of Dr. Pepper. We get to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. We're in the Smoky Mountains. We're in a cabin. It is beautiful. The first day, So we got there at like 6, 7 o'clock at night.
Okay.
The first day, the morning, we're getting ready to go out, and there be two bears, just two, what we assumed were adolescent bears.
Okay.
They weren't like big bears. They weren't like mama bears.
Yeah.
But they were they. But they also weren't. They were close to baby size, but they also weren't. But anyway, that was amazing. Literally right outside. They were sniffing and walking around below
Wow.
us. And the best part was, they tell you to make loud noises when you
And
exit
scare him.
the building to let people let the bears know. So the first morning, they say, "Hey, you should do that." And I go out and go, "La, la, la." And then I'm like at the car, and then somebody goes, "Holy crap, there's two bears." And I was like, "Whoa." And they never did come up towards us, and it was probably because of the sound. Now, our first trip was to Gatlinburg. And
Yeah.
the only thing that I can describe Gatlinburg as, and pretty much Gatlinburg Pigeon Forge, we'll
Okay.
rope it all together.
Sure.
It is an Ocean City style place without the ocean. So it's just boardwalk.
Got it.
They have
But
so
it is
many.
it's walkable then, so it's
Oh,
like, yeah.
They have so many Ripley's that I would consider it too many Ripley's.
Yeah, you've
And now
chosen,
I'm.
you must both believe it and not.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you a question. How many Ripley's are too many Ripley's?
Having lived in Baltimore when it was downtown,
And there was just one. There was one
and there was
Ripley's.
just one, I would say one Ripley's is too many
Okay,
Ripley's.
there's about six Ripley's in
That's so
Gatlinburg.
many Ripley's. What?
They had there they have an aquarium, so Ripley's Aquarium. Then
Oh,
there
like
was,
Ripley's has branded these otherwise normal attractions.
so they have Ripley's Aquarium,
Okay.
they have Ripley's 4D Theater, they had the Ripley's, believe it or not.
Yeah.
There was like a Ripley's Western. There was a Ripley's car. It was wild. There were so many Ripley's.
Wow.
So you're in Gatlinburg, the only saving grace was they had a free craft show
Okay.
at the convention center in Gatlinburg.
Oh, I see. Nice.
And we went to that, and I bought a miniature tabletop handcrafted cornhole set with
Oh, nice.
hand sewn beanbags.
Oh, wow. But tabletop, so it's wee bitty.
Well, I wouldn't even say it's wee bitty. I mean, it's not like a cornhole size board, but
Right.
it's like, because you know how when you think of like tabletop games, they're like this big. But this was like,
Those would be travel size. So like tabletop I
okay.
think of as like it's, like maybe laptop size.
Yeah,
Something you could
okay.
play
I'll give you
across a
that.
dining room table, but not across a backyard.
I mean, you could still try across the backyard. It just
This
wouldn't
is
be
very
fun.
difficult, yeah.
So Gatlinburg also has a couple of Shoneys, and all I kept
Right,
thinking about was Rick and Morty, and just, oh man, we're still in the
we're still
Shoneys.
in the Shoneys.
I did convince us to go to breakfast there once, and let me just explain, everyone, for those of you who don't know Shoneys. Shoney's used to be up and down the East Coast, and I don't think it's there anymore because I don't think there's a Shoney's in Maryland anymore.
Oh, I believe that.
And it is a buffet, and I always remembered
I mean, they have
they
a
had
menu.
a.
You can always order. It's a little bit of a southern diner. Well, as I grew up around Shoney's, there were Shoney's. You go there, we'd go there after church usually, and yeah, nice breakfast menu, but you usually
You
get the
might have to
buffet.
ask for it, because we were seated. We were told we could sit anywhere. So we sat down, and then the waitress came over and said, "What can I get you to drink?" And then she said, "You just go on up."
All
And then
right.
we just went on
All right.
up. So I always remembered when I went, because it's been years since I've been to a Shoney's, they had a cheese sauce, and I could put that on everything.
Oh, sure.
And that was just so good. So I get up there, and this beautiful breakfast they've got pancakes, they've got French toast sticks, they've got bacon, and they've got sausage, they've got 12 different kinds of potatoes. The cheese sauce looked so disgusting.
Oh yeah, it gets
And I was bummed because I was like, that's what I wanted. But that cheese sauce looked like it had been through a week's worth of breakfast and nobody touched it.
Oof.
Anywho, the breakfast was great. Gatlinburg, cute little town, way too many people. And I say that because that's a theme. Then Pigeon Forge. Dolly's got her footprint on
Oh
almost
yeah,
everything.
that's Dolly's Town.
Yeah.
And can I tell you, Jonathan, while you were there, I believe this overlapped. One of my good friends who lives just outside of Atlanta, who I went to college with, and who we both work for the same company, albeit remotely. He took his family on a week-long vacation to Pigeon Forge, and I believe you were both there at the same time. I wonder if you ran into him and his family as some of the too many
Had to.
people.
Too many people. So that Dolly has Dollywood, which we're gonna pause in a second to get to, because I've got some thoughts.
Great.
Dolly's got the is one of multiple dinner theaters.
Oh,
So
sure.
there's the Hatfield and McCoy's dinner theater.
Oh, great.
There's Dolly Parton Stampede. There's the Comedy Barn, which if it's still running on Tuesdays and Thursdays, they've got pet comedy.
Pet comedy.
Yep.
Now, can I ask you, did you happen to see a dinner theater that was themed after pirates? It was pirate themed.
Yes, there is a pirate-themed one.
Okay. Did you attend that one?
I did not attend any of them, but I am going to possibly do one or two. Sarah and I are going in at the end of June, going to Nashville for a couple of days. Never been to Nashville, very excited.
Nice.
And then going to Pigeon Forge.
You're gonna swing back by.
Swing back by, we're gonna check it out. They also have a really good crime museum.
Nice.
And it's called Alcatraz's Crime Museum. It is
Is that like
huge.
it's named
We
after a
were
man named Al
No, no,
Catraz?
no.
It's
Like
not a
they,
bit.
it's interesting because when you first walk in, they talk about like Alcatraz, and then they go into
Which is a
everything.
jail off the coast of San Francisco
San
in
Francisco.
California. It's nowhere near Tennessee.
They talk about serial killers. They talk about the death penalty. They talk
Wow.
about they every they, there was a whole installation about Bonnie and Clyde.
Sure.
They had four vehicles that they were showing off. One was one of the two Volkswagen Beetles that Ted Bundy
Oh
had.
man.
Not it's not the one he stole. It
Okay.
was the one that he owned.
Wow.
There was the Bonnie and Clyde car from the movie. I forget. There was one other one. Then there was the Ford Bronco, but the Ford
Wait, the
Bronco
Ford
from
from OJ's LA
the
Chase.
yeah the his friend's Bronco that his friend was
Right, because
driving, and he was in the back
it
seat.
wasn't
Right,
OJ's actual
he
Bronco.
OJ owned a Ford Bronco. Well, didn't even own a Ford Bronco. He was I can't remember if it was Budget or Hertz, but he was a spokesman for the rental car company. And they gave him a Ford Bronco. And so he had one, but they took his, the cops took his. So anyway, they had a whole thing about like the FBI's Most Wanted. They had a whole thing about like cops, and then there were like it was huge. There were so many children in there. And their parent, there was this one mom who's was w walking with her child, maybe six, 5 or 6. And the child
That's a
looks and
small
goes,
child.
"Mommy, look at this clown outfit." And mom goes, as I'm leaving, because now I'm feeling very uncomfortable. And I hear this, and mom goes, "Well, that's John Wayne Gacy's outfit. He raped a lot of boys.
Whoa, that's too small of a child to be explaining that.
And I
Wow.
said, I can't believe that they promote this museum
To families,
to
obviously.
families. Sarah's very excited to go. I can't
Now,
wait
is
to
this?
have
I did
that
want to
experience.
know. So you spoiled it a little bit because we always ask, would you go back?
Yeah.
It's and you literally are.
Yeah, I'm going to
Now,
go back.
was this museum was what pushed you over? Like you had to come back and show this off?
No, Sarah just wants to do it. If I had my
Okay.
choice, I would not go back.
Oh, but
Once
was
was
it
enough.
then? Do you know with Sarah, like, was it the museum that pushed her over the top?
Sarah definitely wants to go back. Well, Sarah's never been.
Right.
So she's into the true crime life and
So the
shows.
museum is the draw for
So the
her.
museum is the draw for her.
Nice. Okay.
But now pause Dollywood.
Right.
Gonna go real quick with
We
this.
got it. Yeah.
Dollywood is too small. Here's the best way I can explain it. It is Six Flags size with Walt Disney World crowds.
Oof.
It
Oof.
is not good. Every ride they've got kid rides and stuff, but like all the roller coasters, if you are not in line at the start of the day, you are in a 2 hour wait.
Yep.
And that's every ride. We took a train. The train was fun. But it only took you around the back end of the park.
About half the
So
park.
there's a lot of there's just a lot of construction and a lot of wilderness, which I guess is fine. Yeah, Dollywood, I hate saying this, but it was just not a fun experience.
Oh man.
Waiting in lines, and there was no shade anywhere, which was weird. But
Take the wood out of
yeah, take the wood out,
Dollywood,
it's just Dolly. We did have this great
which would be
moment.
better if it was just a park where it's like
We
Dolly Parton is somewhere in this park.
yeah, we sat outside of the general store by the train. And one of the workers comes out and she goes, "Excuse me, sorry, I just need to get past you real quick. I gotta get into here." And so she pulls out a dolly. And I said, "Holy crap, we did it. We saw her." And we took a picture with the dolly. Anyway, I'm gonna go back. To Nash to well, I'm going to Nashville for the first time, and I'm going to go back to Tennessee in general. So we'll see how it goes, how it changes. I will say, and I will say this very loudly, we spent some time in Knoxville,
Oh, yeah.
and Knoxville w was very nice.
Nice.
They that we went to a donut shop. That was very good. I wish I remembered what it was. It had a fun donutty, like, play on words. And then we went to the zoo. And the zoo was full of kids on field trips. So that
Oh,
was fun.
wow. Yeah. Organized children.
Yeah, it was, and they were kindergartners. So it was wild. Also, people at t schools still in Tennessee do name tags and themed shirts for
Themed
their schools.
shirts. Wow.
And after having just been to the crime museum, know that both of those things are not good. But anyway, Knoxville was beautiful. I do want to go back to Knoxville. One thing I learned is that they have the Sun Sphere there.
Yes.
It's from the 1982 World's Fair.
Yep.
The mayor from 1982 still goes to the Sun Sphere every morning to answer all of your questions. I want to go visit him. I want to meet him.
Yeah, that was made famous, probably for most people, by an episode of The Simpsons, where it like
Yeah.
is used to store wigs or whatever.
Yeah. So
Yeah, very
that was my
exciting.
trip.
What a trip.
Yeah, what a trip.
Did you steal anything? Like, I feel like you probably spent a lot of tourist dollars that are gonna go, because Tennessee doesn't have an income tax, but it has a sales tax, and so
Yeah, it was pretty big.
that sales tax is going directly to funding a really shitty government right now.
I didn't steal anything except maybe hearts, and that's metaphorical.
Right.
I did write a country song.
You buried the lead, Jonathan. Have you, is it available to us? Can we hear some of it?
All right. So here's what I made a statement. We went to Ole Red's in Gatlinburg, which
Okay.
is Blake Shelton's restaurant. They have live music all day. And I said, anybody can write a country song in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And you just need to have one of these three things, if not all three.
Okay.
Drinking,
Yep.
country living,
Yep.
God.
That'll get you there. There's other
So
ways to do it,
then,
but that'll get you there.
yeah. So then I was given the words plums,
Yep.
wind, and Ethiopia.
Okay.
And the song
Little
needed,
curveball there.
yep. And the song needed to be about the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Big curveball
So
there.
I'm
Although
gonna just,
not as much as I would expect. All right.
I'm just gonna read this as if it's a poem,
Okay.
just to do this quickly because I don't have a rhythm to it yet, but I
Yeah.
will want. This is just the first part.
All
There's
right.
gonna be more
And this
later.
is going to take us out. So,
Yeah, okay.
final thoughts.
Here we go. The wind blowing strong, my love for you ain't wrong. Getting home early because daddy told. At the bar fast because the beers are cold. Your kiss is as sweet as plums. JFK told Castro to come get some. Your soft touch is God's whistle. We're ready to stop those missiles. The barn ain't been rocking since the US and Russia went boxing. Bring our troops to surround Cuba. Forever, we are my lovely girl, Ethiopia.
Snaps.
The ducks,
Oh, it's still
hold on.
going.
The ducks go quack, quack. Budweiser always has our back.
Brought it
Bring in
back.
our troops to surround Cuba. Forever, my lovely girl, Ethiopia.
Ethiopia. All right. Well, that's a country song, and that's going to do it for us this week. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, leave us a note at our website at wehavetoask.com or on Facebook, where we are We Have to Ask. And let us know, what would your 5-minute country song be about, or just record it and send it to us.
Yeah,
You
we'd
heard
love that.
Jonathan's. Maybe put it on, put some loops behind it, twang it up, and give us your own recording.
Fine.
And we want to know where are you going, or where are you canceling your travel plans to, because that's what we're all about. So that's going to do it for this week. Until next time, this has been another episode of Did It Travel Well? I'm Marty.
And I'm Jonathan, as always. You want to be spoiled, not have your egg salad be spoiled.
See y'all next time, which means credits are going silently.
This has been another episode of We Have to Ask Live. I'd like to thank our producers, Amy and Haley Rockford. Thank you, guys, and Kale. Please share our comments on YouTube. Them on iTunes. While you're there, check us out as well. If you're a subscriber, give us a rating and a review. Join the discussion online at wehavetoask.com or Facebook or that other site, We Have to Ask. Don't forget to check out the other podcasts of the PeopleSoft Network at PeopleSoft.com.
Yep, we did it.
In a world where people watch movies,
I think I'm gonna watch a movie.
Sometimes they don't like what they see.
I don't like this movie.
But sometimes they look for the silver lining.
Wait a second. I like this part of this movie.
Joel and Andy do that work for you. The Silver Linings Playback.
I like this part of this podcast where they tell me the part of the movie I like.
Every Monday on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.